I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Rohan Ricketts, noughties journeyman midfielder. Play for Spurs, Arsenal, Wolves and, no lie, 16 other teams. Rohan's career took him from Ecuador to Bangladesh, Moldova to Exeter. But he still found time to write several books. Not only did Rohan write a whole series of kids' books, he also self-published this book, Passion for Football, in 2013. Teaching you all you need to know from youth to pro in just 58 pages. Our shortest ever book. But what do the book club think of it? Find out in today's Football Book Club.
The whole thing just throws you about the whole time. It's like a washing machine. I felt like I was in a washing machine.
This is Rohan Ricketts being RuPaul.
Rohan.
Salsa tutor dies from rare flesh-eating bug.
If I was Steve Sidwell, I'd be like, fuck.
Hello and welcome to Football Book Club, the only book club where, instead of literary classics, each episode we read another footballer's autobiography. Less Goethe, more Goetze.
And
that one's been sent to us from Rico Zimmermann in Germany.
Oh, well, yeah, I can believe it. Yeah, very German. Very German set of authors and
authors, puns, and submitter's name.
I liked also the decision just to not have first names. You know what? We don't have time.
I know what this is. Yeah. It's a very short book, and we're going to do a very short intro. I'm James Bug, and over the weeks we'll be reading such classics as Les Ferdinand's Sir Les and Gordon Strachan's My Life in Football. Every book is called My Life in Football. Is there any book that's not called My Life in Football? But today, we're reading Rohan Ricketts's 2013 book, Passion for Football, Things to Know from Youth to Pro, which is a very catchy title, admittedly. And joining me to read it are Jack Bernhardt.
Hello.
Natasha Frisco.
Hello.
And James Bowden. Wearing a... All right.
He's to the point today.
It didn't mean to be as short as that.
Yeah, so short. You're in a backwards cap. You're saying, hey, quickly, you ruffian.
Turn into Kevin.
Yeah, you really have turned to Kevin. God, who are you, James? Welcome, everyone. How are we all doing?
Very well.
Good. Anyone wants to be very short with me today? Is Rohan really
58 like, pages? 58 pages was perfect.
I was wondering what you all thought of that, because usually, you know, I set you a task to read a 300-page book, and usually in like two nights. Whereas this was 58 pages over about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know what that works out as, about 4 pages a day.
I think it was worse, and I can't quite work out why.
Yeah, it felt longer than that to me.
Yeah.
I think because I was reading it on Kindle, I didn't have any page numbers, so I kind of didn't know.
I will say the great thing about reading it on Kindle is that it has a percentage of how much you're done, and usually it's like you click, you know, like 3 or 4 pages, then finally it goes like, have a percentage. 1% for you. Yeah, one extra percent. This one is like, every time you turn a page, it's like 5%, 10%, 20%. How much you want?
But going back to the page thing, it says 58 pages, but there's never been a actual like hardcover or what's the other one? Not softcover. What's it called? Paperback. There's never been an actual book version, a physical book version of this, because it was all, I'm assuming, self-published by Rohan. And
That's why this...
No, you know that Rohan's just waiting for the day he can say, guys, good news, it's out in softback.
Yeah, that's very true. Rohan Ricketts, did you know he played for so many clubs?
No.
Okay. No,
do you remember Rohan Ricketts? That's the next question. Yeah.
I remember his name.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm not sure I even remember football. I feel like this has like wiped my brain. I do remember the name. I remember thinking the name was good. I didn't actually realise he played for Arsenal.
Yes, he was one of those very rare players who crossed the North London divide.
He says, doesn't he, he's like the fourth person ever when fourth he did it. To do it.
Yeah. He played once for Arsenal in the League Cup. And then kind of Spurs played a decent season under Glenn Hoddle, and then
come on, he's kind of scraping it to claim that, then isn't he a bit?
Oh,
the Arsenal still, stuff.
Yeah, like I moved from Seven Sisters to Highbury. I could probably claim that as much as he can.
and what a career you had as well, playing for Spurs. Yeah,
it really was. You're still not allowed in Seven Sisters. They scream Judas at you.
Do you want to hear all the clubs he's played for? I'll rattle through them if you want.
I think it'll be depressing, but sure.
Arsenal, Spurs, Coventry, loan. Wolves, loan. Wolverhampton, full-time. Just part-time, it was just before. QPR, Barnsley. I don't remember either of those clubs. Toronto. I don't know how to pronounce the next one, but they're Hungarian. Joskiori Vitek. Dasnia Chisniau in Moldova. SV Wilhelmshaven in Germany. Shamrock Rovers in Dublin, where he played against Spurs. Exeter. Dempo in India. Quevedo in Ecuador, I think. PTT Rayong, don't know where that is. Maybe Bangladesh, he played there for a bit. Eastern Sports Club, I think it's Hong Kong or somewhere. Abahani Limited Dhaka, that's Bangladesh. Leatherhead. And then a team called Masters Football, somewhere in Asia. And that is...
Have you seen where he is now, though? Have you seen what he's up to these days?
I don't think I have.
His Instagram is amazing. Ooh. And he runs a salsa school in Colombia.
What?
And posters are incredible. They're like graphic design, and he's on them all like shimmying. Great.
And this is definitely the real Rohan Ricketts.
It is the real deal.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, he's very good. He's really got videos got up there.
Did he play in Colombia?
No, well, he played in Ecuador, which isn't close.
Well, he's gone around, hasn't he?
He actually said, not to mention, he was just saying, I'm really excited to go to Ecuador, not to mention the fact that it's a continent of one of my other favourite passions, salsa! And I, at the time, didn't know whether he was talking about the food or the dance. So it's good to know.
There we go. It's actually both. And then he cooks salsa in the back of in the little kitchen.
I didn't know if you guys saw this as well, but he also has a podcast. So he could really do a comeback if we're too mean about him.
We definitely could have got him on here.
He has no posts, but 99 followers.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Yeah. We have 99 posts and no followers. So the other way around with us. So this book was written, I think, just after Ecuador, before he went to PTT Rayong, I guess. So we're kind of missing Rohan Ricketts, the even further into the wilderness years, and the salsa in Colombia years, sadly.
Yeah.
But we get a lot of stuff in this 58 pages anyway. This book is a real mishmash of kind of Rashford. Like Rashford's Euro champion. It's a bit like that. Part travel diary at times, part just general life lessons, part a bit where a physio just talks about your bones. And
that
then
was so odd.
Part interview with Darren Bent at the end. It really does get a lot
something
in there.
Something for everyone.
It really is.
But fundamentally, do you think this book, I don't want to cast aspersions. I don't want to sort of like, do you think he forgot he was supposed to write this book? And he just cobbled together as much stuff as possible within like a week? Because sometimes it has the vibe of that. Or do you think it's some kind of money laundering scheme? What do you think is going on with this book? I find it fascinating.
I think we should answer all these questions when we get into the book. Let's do it. Read Rohan Ricketts' Everything We Need to Know from Youth to Pro / Passion for Football. It's got two names.
Its title is longer than the book.
So over the show, we're going to be going into the book in depth. We're really, really, really going to the book in depth. There'll be a quiz and all sorts of other fun. But first, let's see what Amazon is saying. The book has, drumroll please, Five stars from one rating. Okay. Mitch, you're possibly not, probably not all surprised by that. And the review is from Ace Scaife. Entitled "Great Read, Kids Read and Pay Attention." If you're young and have a dream of becoming a pro footballer, then this book is definitely for you. Not only does it give you great advice, it's also an insight into the life of Rohan and what he's been through to get where he is today, and the experiences he had to go through, such as agents and managers' opinions. So if you love your football like Rohan, then have a read. There will be something in here to help you on your road to running onto that turf and having the fans screaming your name. It's almost as long as the book.
I was going to say.
That is really very, very long review. Thank you very much, Ace Scaife, for that. But what did you guys all think? I mean, Jack, you hinted at something. You weren't sure why this book exists or how it exists or...
What is it?
Yes.
What are we doing here? Yeah. Not in like, it just sort of, there's a bit in this. I mean, the whole thing is mad. Structurally, the whole thing, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels like someone just splurging as many words they can possibly get down. It feels like a panicked essay when you've forgotten to write, you have to write an essay.
But he, like, I don't think he was like being asked by anyone to write it, I guess. I think he's done this off his own back, I think. Yeah.
But I still, maybe someone was like, hey, Rohan, you've got to write a book by, I don't know, March 2013. He was like, sure, I will. And then, like, February 2013, he was like, oh, Jesus Christ, I haven't written anything. And then just basically cobbles together through a bit of Wikipedia, so many liberal uses of bullet points.
Articles he's already written.
Yes.
Yes.
That are written in the present tense.
Yeah.
Not even, like, changed. It's a really wild thing to read.
And I wondered if it was a New Year's resolution and he got to like December the 22nd and thought, shit, 9 days
I'm sure
left.
It was that. And then he had to sort of put it out and was like, there you go, guys. I told you I've written a book. They published it. It's all good.
So you enjoyed it?
Yeah. The answer. I actually really did. And I got a lot out of it as a result. But it is just, it's one of those things where like after every chapter ends with basically like there we go, that's done, now on to the next thing, and I could be like, here's my life in football, a bit on this, hey kids, you should play more football, a bit on that, there's a World 11, here you go, I've had a horrible time in Moldova, and now a physio is going to talk for a bit, and hey, Darren Bent's here.
It's
just like you're being you've been picked up and like carried through a football party. And he's just sort of like shoved you in the direction of things for a bit and then gone like, do you like it? Is it good? Back to football. It's so baffling.
It is. It was around that kind of period when it probably still goes on to this day where there were just ebooks being pumped out in like mass form on Amazon and these kind of things. And Rohan Brick, it seems like, you know, he's got a podcast. He was doing a media thing. He seems like a fairly entrepreneurial guy. Perhaps he was just like, everyone's releasing these kind of books, it doesn't matter how long it is, if it's self-published, and you know, I don't think he says one day he'll write a full autobiography, so I don't think he claims that, it to be that, so I
that
guess
was what I found scary.
It felt like a threat didn't it?
he really that was a bit, I mean, he was like, I'm gonna save that story for my autobiography, and I just wanted to grab him and be like, what is this then? What are we doing here, Rohan?
James, you've said so far is "hey," very short. What did you think of the book?
I was going to interject earlier when Jack said it's like when you've forgotten to write an essay, and I was like, Jack, that has never happened to you. There's no way you've ever forgotten to write an essay. Yeah. There's no way.
How dare you? I'm a cool boy.
Nah.
Yeah, you are, but you've never forgotten to write an essay. Ever.
That's true, actually, you're right.
I've read your notes on books. They're basically essays.
I wrote more notes on this book than the book exists.
I am very sure that is the case. But did you quite enjoy it, James?
Yeah, it was all right. I think, who is it of you who said that his list of clubs is depressing? I actually think, if you look at it in a different way...
Mm-hmm.
He's lived in like how many different countries in the world for 1 year at a time in beautiful countries. It's
playing
like,
football.
What a great experience he's had. Yeah, I mean, he's played like 7 games for each of them, but
perfect. Yeah. Ideal.
Nice experience.
I think that's a great way of looking at it. I also do find it quite sad because so many times in this book, he says something along the lines of, "Ah, oh, maybe this one's the one," and then the next chapter is, "Well, off I go again."
Yeah. Yeah,
which I found very sad.
Where is he being? He's been Canada, Moldova mm-hmm. wasn't a great one, but he's lived in Ireland, he's lived in
India,
Hong Kong,
Ecuador,
India,
yeah.
Thailand was one,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Thailand, I think, yeah.
And
yeah.
Coventry. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's quite... And now he's doing salsa. What a great life he's had.
I kind of agree with this. I mean, I think he's probably disappointed... I think because he went to some of these clubs. He went to Toronto, didn't he? And then he said that league teams didn't take it very seriously, so he struggled to find a club after that. Mm-hmm.
I think that's really sad.
Yeah, I think that's sad as well. That is sad.
Why do you think that is? Was he just not good? Because he said he struggled to find a championship club. They didn't take him seriously after the MLS, which I don't fully buy.
It was probably before Drake convinced Jermaine Defoe to sign for Toronto and legitimized FC Toronto. It's probably true to an extent.
Ah, the pre-Drake years. Yes.
But I actually found the book kind of fun in a very different way, because Rohan is like a bit of an outsider throughout it. He feels like he doesn't really feel like he's not quite as polished as some footballers you see in some things, and he hasn't had this like attachment. He's not really going for like a cult following to fans and stuff like that, and doing fan service, because he was never really at a club long enough to do that, and he's not really like a hugely established figure in the game despite having a good career playing in it. So you kind of get these unusual insights into footballers, which only you really get in this book compared to the other ones we do. And there was two I wanted to bring up which we wouldn't get in any other book, which just show how footballers in a very strange, unusual light. One was when he was at Wolves, and apparently Paul Ince kept calling him up in the middle of the night to talk about how far he could go in his belief in him, which I thought was really funny. And the second one was when he's at Spurs, he's struggling to play. And he tries to go on loan to Reading, and he's wondering what goes on with it. And he rings the Spurs caretaker boss, David Pleat. And David Pleat says to him, "You ain't going anywhere, and how did you get my number?" And then he hung up.
It's baffling.
There's no like gloss over any of this. It seems like footballers just seem totally weird in this book.
I feel like they
don't even try to make them seem like normal people. They're just like, they're either like huge, really, really angry, or like really sympathetic.
I think he sees footballers as their own entity. He sees them as like a special breed of human that has specific traits, and this book is for them, and it's not for like normies like us.
I do sort of think I do wonder, you're right, like there's a little bit of this book where he's like, well, this is for if you want to be a footballer, like, and at times I think it's sort of, he almost forgets that half the time and then sort of jumps back into it sometimes like he seems to sort of go like, here we go, this is what you need to know if you're a footballer. Now here's my experiences on this. Anyway, back to being a footballer. Like, he doesn't sort of... I think he has so many weird and amazing stories. There's also a story that he talks about with Steve Sibwell that really makes me laugh. It's not the funniest. I think it's because he doesn't present it as like a funny story.
Exactly.
It's just, there's a bit where he's basically in training. I think it's at Arsenal, or I think it was at Arsenal, when Steve Sibwell was a youth player there. And it's, I think Pat Rice sort of is trying to point out to a big time Charlie that he's not, you know, trying hard enough. He points at Steve Sibwell and goes like, right, that guy over there, he doesn't have anywhere near as much talent as you do, but he always makes sure his shoes are clean and he comes in on time. And I was like, and Rohan's Ricketts like, and that was great. And a part of me was like, jeez, if I was Steve Sibwell, I'd be like, fuck.
This guy's useless, but he's always here.
He's useless, but his shoes are clean. He's got clean shoes. That is the bare minimum. But it is. I think it's quite. It just needed basically an editor. I would say it needed an editor to come in and be like, okay, what are we actually thematically? What are we doing here? What are we actually hoping to achieve? But it feels quite slapdash and everything's thrown together. And that does give you massively wonderful moments of like, the David Pleat bit is hilarious and the Paul Ince bit is really funny. But it is also just, it feels like your head is spinning half the time, which is great, but very confusing.
Was there any bit in particular that really made you feel like that in the book?
I mean, I think the start is particularly mad in terms of like him just talking about his career and sort of he's trying to set up like what his career was like. And there's a bit where he's like, I had a great time at Arsenal. Arsenal, things were going great. Arsene Wenger was really nice. Later that day, I moved to Tottenham.
Yeah.
It is literally like, whoa, hang on. Any more depth into that? Any more like just an insight into what it was like to, as Pash says, it was, he barely crossed the divide because he barely played for Arsenal. It's still something that you would like to go into more detail about. But yeah. He just seems to very casually be like, off I popped to Spurs. And then like, within the next paragraph, he's like, and Spurs, I had one nice season at Spurs, and then I got sidelined by Martin Yol, then I played for Wolves. Now here I am in Ecuador. And I was like, what has happened?
Yeah.
Where are we? What's going on, Rohan? And I think it just, the whole thing makes you, it just throws you about the whole time. It's like a washing machine. I felt like I was in a washing machine.
My favorite example of that was he signs for Exeter. And he goes,
I love this bit so much.
I'm now pleased to be able to say that I'm officially back in English football. I've signed with Exeter City and I can't wait to get out on the pitch and play my part in the run. And nothing beats playing over here. I'm going to make the most of every minute on the pitch. It's time to start the next chapter. Next chapter entitled Goodbye Exeter. Sorry, I've been quite on here on my Twitter for the last few days. I've left Exeter. That's basically straight away.
But this is what I mean, like, from an editor perspective, like, if you were a ghostwriter or something, you'd be like, this is gold. I can use all of this and turn this into a good thing. But because, like, there's literally, there's no editing that has been done to it. It sort of means that you are just sort of, like, thrown around. Like, the fact that he has literally taken his blog, he hasn't changed it. He hasn't changed a bit of it.
Off rohanbrickis.com.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It means that you sort of are, there's nothing to grab onto. Although, can I very quickly talk about the cover? Oh yes. My god, the cover!
Yeah,
the cover is so good. It is a masterpiece of someone who doesn't know what font they want to use.
Okay, talk us through it again. I'm trying to get back up on my screen again. How it is? I know there's a football on it. Remember that?
So the cover is a stock image of a football pitch with a corner bit. And then a very cheap stock image of a football. And then it has three fonts. One is Passion for Football that is sort of done like a tattoo parlor, I would say.
Steampunk.
It looks like steampunk with paintball has been shot at the A and the O for some reason. But also with weird like flourishes on it. Then papyrus for things to know from youth to pro.
Yes. Classic.
But the pièce de résistance is the Rohan Ricketts at the bottom is done in a completely different font that I assume is the stock image for a romance novel. Like it's definitely
it really is very Mills and Boone.
It's so much that and like the R of in Rohan and Ricketts is like in a sexy red and the other letters are in a black. It looks so much like the sort
you've got color.
Like it should be
Oh, sweet. My one hasn't got... I didn't know my Kindle didn't have colour. I just realised...
Oh, no, yeah.
I thought everyone's Kindle was black and white. Oh, jeez.
It's beautiful.
They mugged me off at the Kindle shop. Like,
it looks like the title of the book should be called, like, What the Buxom Butler Saw. Like, it's always...
Yeah.
Like that Jilly Cooper football.
Yes!
Yeah.
And James, when you said, like, there was a time when everyone was putting stuff on ebooks, I think maybe at one point, I wonder if this was going to be a romantic... Like a hot and heavy
passion
romantic fiction.
For football.
Yeah,
well, I mean, salsa dance now is a very pro. It's a very passionate dance, salsa.
I mean, the title of the book, "Passion for Football: Things to Know from Youth to Pro," could be, you know, passion for football. So it's like the tale of like an assistant manager and an up and coming player. And they have like a fiery romance and things to know.
I was thinking it could be like the idea of youth to pro in there. So
I was semi-committing to it, and then I got to youth to pro, and I was like, "Maybe I'll pull that now."
No, I think it could be a guide for how to be a wag.
Okay,
that's clever.
Things to know from youth to pro. You know.
Okay, I can kind of see that. No, the cover is nonsense, and the way it jumps around, like maybe I wonder. Perhaps if he was like pitching the book, in some way, like pitching, like I want to write an autobiography. These are seven of the things it could be. It could be either like a guy to being a footballer. It could be my life. And he has, obviously, I think an autobiography would actually be really interesting. He's lived such a crazy life. He's been to so many countries. Mm. And some of the little like glimpses we get into, which we'll come to later, are actually really entertaining and really, really, really totally unique for a British footballer, exactly. Probably, who people have actually heard of. Like, I'm sure there's plenty of journeyman footballers who we don't really know of, who travel all around the world and play these kind of in far, far, far away countries and that. But Rohan Ricketts is someone who is fairly well known to most people who grew up in the like noughties watching Premier League football and stuff. So it's a.
Do you know how we could get this autobiography written? We need to start a petition to get him on Strictly.
Oh, okay, yeah. And you know what? With the salsa.
Exactly. Imagine.
Yeah. Would he do the Colombian version of Strictly or the UK version of Strictly?
The UK version, and then write the autobiography, I reckon.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I reckon he could do one night in the UK Strictly, then not get his contract renewed, then go to Colombia, and then maybe just go around all the Strictlys in the world.
I just have to say, though, one thing. It has got all these various different things, which are quite fun to dip in and out of. But one thing that is not fun is the paragraph, the chapter entitled Dealing with Injuries by Mathieu Meus, sports psychologist at Fundamentals. God. It's the dullest chapter I've ever read in a book. Whoever Mathieu Meus is, he has submitted absolute nonsense to Rohan. It's just like, here's how you can look after your body. Okay, bye. It's not particularly. At one point, he explains what a cut protein is.
Is that going to be part of the quiz?
What is a carbohydrate?
No, it's that was truly, truly, truly boring. That bit. Sorry, Rohan. But it
sort of speaks to. Like,
I didn't need to
like,
be in there.
What do you think? What do you think Rohan told this book was like? Was he like, oh, it's a textbook? I'm making a textbook on how to be a footballer.
And, it's quite clever in some ways. You can get someone else to finish your book for you, as opposed to actually having to write your own book. Just asking Zesh Raymond, Maurice Edu, and Tom Huddleston just to write
Darren Bent
just to write a little chapter for that. If he asked another like 60 pros, he's
Tom Huddleston.
Yeah, Tom Huddleston. Hi guys, it's me, Tom Huddleston. Great to be here. I played for Derby, Hull. Every single sentence Tom Huddleston wrote had an exclamation mark. Every single one.
It was incredible.
And it
he's not a thoroughly like a enthusiastic person when you hear him talk either, which is great. Really, really un-Tom Huddleston behaviour.
But that really says that there was no sub-editor involved in this, doesn't it?
Yeah, who was like, you know, maybe it's just like tonally, just Tom Huddleston. I really want to get an email from Tom Huddleston now, though.
Hey,
the most high energy email.
Stop talking about me on podcasts. Bye.
You'll live to regret it. Okay, thanks. Wow.
Tash.
Yes.
Tell us about facts. About facts.
Well, I mean, you know, I love a pop culture reference, and this spoke to my soul because this is Rohan Ricketts being RuPaul. RuPaul's got charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. And Rohan Ricketts has got facts, focus, attitude, confidence, tenacity, and skill.
Yes. Rohan.
And he lays it out, you know. Yeah, Rohan.
The Rohan flu.
I mean, he lays it out very,
This joke's turning to Rohan Ricketts' book. You're jumping all over the place.
But chapter two is dedicated to him going through each of those letters individually. And I mean, he's very earnest. And I do get the vibe that he's kind of genuinely rooting for people to succeed. And that's why he's sharing this. But it does have quite a hint of Stephen Bartlett about it. Do you know what I mean?
That's like, a good point.
If Instagram was a big thing when this came out, I can imagine he would have got a big following of like work bros. You know, he just sort of spits these non-sequiturs about if you get up at 5 a.m. and don't play the Xbox and drink Huel, you can become a footballer.
Yeah. I reckon Rohan's ears are absolutely filled with those seeds.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, I agree. That there is a bit like about like don't look at games consoles, they're bad, that kind of thing. But he, you know, as a footballer who has like devoted himself to this, I can kind of see why that's so fresh in his mind. But also how I don't actually think it was that bad, some of it in there. I think, like, compare it to Rashford's book, which was good doing it. And this isn't, like, noticeably worse than that. He's just a much less well-known footballer.
But it's the way that he words some of it. I mean, he spends longer discussing focus, just focus, than he does entire career.
That is true.
I did pick out some key quotes from each of them just to give you an idea of focus. The world around you can be your biggest enemy. You can be different. Do your best to avoid temptation that you will be confronted by. Number one. See, it's a bit culty, you know what I mean? Attitude. Football is a team game, so what you do as an individual has repercussions. You must play your part, be disciplined, and follow the code of conduct, and you mustn't show weakness, as that will bring you down. Like,
It sounds like a horoscope,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
My favourite one was fortune cookie.
Yeah, this one is very fortune cookie. If you have the ability to program your mind to think the right way, the world around you will bother you less.
He's
right at that to an extent.
It's such a strange book. It's like this whole section was like self-help, like nonsense, but packaged up with football terminology. It was so generic. But then he's so sincere. I don't know if it's just my like bitter, twisted heart being mean.
I thought it was all right. I read this book,
it was all right.
And I have signed for a team in Colombia. So everything's kind of going well for me, actually.
Thrown your Xbox out the window, James.
There are times in the facts bit that sort of remind me, you know, I'm going to do the mandatory Simpsons quote, the bit where Mr. Burns says, family, religion, friendship, these are the three demons you must slay if you wish to succeed in business. It sort of reminds me of that, where it's like, you've got to really like be the most driven. And it is also weird because obviously Rohan has had a very, very interesting career, but it has a slightly different kind of weight if, say, you know, Thierry Henry or someone is telling it to you than someone like Rohan, where you're sort of like, again, that sounds like I'm being so mean to Rohan. There's a more interesting, anyone can say these things, but there's a more interesting story that Rohan could tell about, hey, I've been around the world and it's really weird, instead of be like some, you know, euphemisms about succeed, try your best and you'll never give up. There's a bit that I think summed it up, which was the first one in focus, when you sort of the first one is focus, and that's the first one in facts, and you know it's going to be long because this is the sentence. In my experience, those who have a great desire to succeed are more often than not the ones who do succeed. Oh boy. Here we go.
Yeah, some bits are wiser than others. There's one lesson there, which was one thing I always say to people who are not first choice or valued as highly as they think they should be, is that not everyone likes Coca-Cola, despite it being the most popular drink in the world. What is right for one person is not necessarily right for another, and nowhere is this true in the world of football. That basically boils down to not everyone likes Coke. Some people like shitty alternatives. like Steve Sipwell.
What I want to know about that one, is he Coke?
I think he's like Roller Cola. Oh, I don't know what roller cola is.
What roller cola is?
I didn't think so. I remember Panda Cola, but I don't remember roller cola.
Did you never like watched any Peter Kay? Is that too lowbrow for you guys?
I like Peter Kay. I like Phineas and Ice. I really liked it. But yeah, I don't remember roller cola.
He has a whole sketch about roller cola. It's like the cola your mum gets from the shop because you're not. This real stuff's too expensive.
Okay. I remember Panda Cola. Remember Panda Cola from like school discos?
Well, like Panda Pops.
Yes. Yeah. That was it. Panda Pops. You're right.
Stab with a little straw.
So. No, that's a Capri Sun.
No, I have a little drink.
What are we doing here?
should we move on to out of context, Rohan Ricketts?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I just say, you've stolen many of my out of contexts.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Your one was, that's a Capri Sun. That's going to be your So, in which case, Jack, I'll let you think about your one next. Who's got one?
Thank you, James. You
got an out of context?
I forgot to do one for the first
time. Oh, my God. You didn't. You turned your cap backwards. You said, sure.
I couldn't even.
Oh, my God.
I've got one.
Oh, sorry.
Back of the class.
I could probably find one by just skimming a few pages.
You could.
Yeah, you find any sentence. There you go. That's your task for the new second. Tash, yes, please kick off.
He quotes Anon.
Oh my God.
And the quote that he quotes is, It's one thing to get in position, but another to maintain a position.
I agree. And that does sound like passion for football. That could be the pool quote. That could be the pool quote at the front, basically. Yeah.
But can I also just say, like, Anon has many great quotes.
Anon
is not taking that one. Anon's like, you know what, world? You can have that one.
Jack, what's your one?
Questions arise such as, will we have to send the kids to a new school again? Do we have to sell our house again? Daddy, why do we keep moving?
Don't make it sexy with the daddy. Oh daddy, why do we keep moving? Come on, man.
What sexy books are you reading where they say, daddy, do we have to keep moving?
Yeah, I read a lot of them. As you can see, like I showed you just before we came on, the only thing that I get suggested now on Kindle is Ron Atkinson, My Autobiography. So that is and I don't think he goes to say daddy. I hope he doesn't. My context on that note is, if my dad had more commercial experience, he could have been my agent. But he's an electrician. James, did you find anything?
I haven't. Let me just read the first thing. Okay. I have played football in some wonderful and some terrible places around the world over the last 5 years, but now I really want to get back to the birthplace of football to continue my career. That was literally the first thing. That
okay, yeah, there we go. That was the terrible bit really stuck out when you mentioned that. I remember that. Actually, I had another one on the daddy theme, which was just, he was an interactive dad, which I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
He was an interactive dad.
Yeah, he was an interactive dad.
Do you guys remember when interactive dads came out?
Yeah, yeah.
It was incredible.
A CD-ROM you got on a Weetabix. Yeah. Interactive dad.
Before that, dads were you couldn't interact with them at all.
Yeah. Never. They revolutionized the 90s. Time now for a break, but when we return, we'll be heading off on a doom trip to Moldova. See you then. Hello, James here, and we at Football Book Club want you. That's right, you, to join something special, something exclusive. We want you to join the Football Book Club Club. The Football Book Club Club is the home of even more Football Book Club action. And now it's cheaper than ever to become a full member at just £3.50 a month. There's three tiers. By signing up to our Bookworm tier, you get an exclusive members-only episode of Football Book Club every fortnight, filling the gap between regular episodes with more book club fun and, frankly, a frighteningly deeper analysis of whatever book we're reading in the episode. Plus, you get access to all the bonus episodes recorded so far. There's over 20 of them on there. Well, 20. And most excitingly, you'll get your hands on a special edition Money Can't Buy bookmark you can put inside your personal copy of Darren Huckabee's Hucks. All that for just £3.50 a month. For context, that's a tenth of the cost of a cameo message from Ian Dowie. And a cameo is what, 30 seconds? For that price, you get 10 episodes. That's 3.5 hours of content. I dread to think what you have to pay to get 3.5 hours of content from Ian Dowie. You'd have to remortgage your house. But I digress. And if that's still not right for you, if you really love the show, you can join the Super Bookworm tier. And if you like the show but don't want to pay that much, you can support the show for just £1 a month on the Casual Reader tier. You won't get the bonus episodes, but yes, you will get that bookmark. Head to patreon.com/footballbookclub for more details. So if you enjoy the show, please consider joining up. It really does help us to keep making the show, because books don't grow on trees. But they are trees, kind of. And trees are expensive. But the Football Book Club isn't. So join today at patreon.com/footballbookclub or by following the link in the episode notes. See you back at the clubhouse.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to Football Book Club, where we are still reading Rohan Ricketts's passion for football. James, are you going to take us to Eastern Europe?
Yeah, let me just... I searched salsa before just so I could have a look at it. And the top thing that came up was some of the saddest events in the history of salsa world. And a couple from the top. Salsa tutor dies from rare flesh-eating bug.
Oh, God.
What is this website?
I just searched salts. I just searched salsa, and the top thing
on Google.
Salsa
forum is absolutely the first thing that comes up on salsa on Google is salsa teacher gets eaten by flesh eating. That's the first thing that comes up as salsa on you on Google.
And someone died of a heart attack during a concert. So I'll just close that window.
Yeah.
And get to and, my document.
No.
All the best to Rohan and his salsa. So. The funniest thing about this is his horrible spell in Moldova is. So chapter 4 is called Surround Yourself with Positive Influences, and then chapter 6 is called Choosing the Right Team for You, and then immediately after that it's My Moldova Nightmare. And it's the most bizarre.
Yes.
It's just so it's bit I think he's just left Toronto, I think. He's been released by Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that he's going to easily join a championship club, but they don't. Nobody wants him basically. So he tried, I think he tried Scotland and he couldn't get a club there.
Yeah, Aberdeen. I think it was Aberdeen. Yeah.
So naturally, ended up, his next port of call was the Hungarian Premier League.
Because he messaged Martin Fallop's dad, as he says, who's called like, Frank Fallop, which is a very funny name, admittedly.
Where it sounds like the kind of thing you'd get in Passion for Football.
Yeah.
And in Hungary, it didn't really work out. He didn't get paid, I don't think, and he had like 3 managers in 4 months. Mm-hmm. And then he had no choice really but to take a move to Moldova.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing he said is, the agent who took me to Moldova said that I'd be treated professionally and that the club would follow the contract as the agreement stated. I mean, that's already a red flag. Like, that they're having to say that. Like, imagine your waiter just saying, like, look, this food will be edible. And we will bring you your order. You'd be like, hang on a minute, this isn't... But he sticks with it.
Yeah,
no one's going to die from a flesh-eating disease at the salsa lesson.
Well, but yeah, in a nutshell, it's just a nightmare. They don't pay him. I don't think they pay him ever, do they?
No.
Well,
he's there for 3 months. I think after like a month or so, he starts catching on that something's not quite right.
There's a
and
bit
they just keep They're just lying to him, aren't they?
They keep like taking him to like he keeps falling out with a guy called Leonid or something like that, isn't it?
Who is his agent?
Oh, is that his agent? Leonid.
Well, I think it's his agent. Oh, no, his agent took him there.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was the chairman of the club. Yeah, but he keeps having arguments with this guy, and he falls out with the president, who says he's slagging him off on his blog or something, or and articles that he's writing, which happens a few times in the book, actually, so maybe he shouldn't have been writing so many things on there. But also he gets...
But James, if he didn't, he wouldn't have this book.
That's true.
He would have no material for this book.
That is very true. One point he has to go like The Simpsons, he has to go like put a big cowboy hat on. That might not be true that bit. He has to be like a mole in the dressing room, and he has to like bug them. So he can get something on record for FIFA, I think it is, so that they can pay him.
Yeah, because he asks for FIFA's help, and they're like, "Oh, we'll help you in 3 months, not right now."
Yeah.
And he's like, "What?" So he just has to sit it out for 3 months and just collect evidence.
Terrible.
And then when he does go, they say you have to leave the country in the next 12 hours. Why are they kicking him out of the whole of Moldova?
But like, this is such an interesting story. Why have we got like a whole chapter on facts and like this is just a paragraph?
Yep, I totally agree.
It goes back to what is this book, because I think it sort of reminded me of the Darius Fussell chapter, like just a budget version of the Darius Fussell chapter, where you're sort of just, you really want, by the end of it, I was really invested in what happened to him, whether he got the money back, what's going on, did he play at all for this club, like the intricacies of like Moldovan politics and all the rest of it. It seemed really interesting, but we don't ever really get any kind of resolution except like, hopefully I'll get paid at some point. It's fascinating. But
I don't really understand why they did it, because it's not like they brought him over and they were playing him and he was their best player and they were just trying not to pay him. He wasn't even playing. He played like 2 games for them or something.
But they tried to not play him when he's like complaining, right? Isn't that what it is? Like, if he's kicking up a fuss about not being paid, they're like, well, we're just not going to play you.
Yeah, but why didn't they pay him in the first place?
Yeah,
that's true. They didn't play him in the first place either.
Oh, I see. Well, they're not, okay. Yeah, I wasn't very good. I don't know.
They keep saying to him, like, in 3 days, we'll pay you for like three months. Yeah. And then they keep saying, like, you need to leave this hotel and this country right now or else. And he's like, what?
I had a job like that once. It was really demoralizing. I used to be in Chisnell. When I was a face painter at Alton Towers, that's what they used to do.
Wow.
And one day I just went on strike and was like, I'm not coming. And there was no face paint that day at Alton Towers. That was a very sad day.
You need to leave UK immediately. You don't have Alton Towers. And then you ended up.
Wasn't that when you met Grant Holt?
Yes.
Or when you potentially
face painting Grant Holt's
career. Yeah. Same time. And I wasn't being paid, see?
Fuck, wow. That's bad. Norwich owes you a debt of gratitude.
I know.
And you were living in a hotel in Moldova.
The commute was killing you, to be honest.
Really, really long. we never find out the resolution, because this book is written like not very long after that, and I guess it probably was an ongoing thing. Maybe he still hasn't been paid to this day.
Well, it's weird because he reveals the whole story in there, but then he's like, I'm not gonna disrespect the club and ruin their reputation by telling everyone. But then he's literally writing the book.
He does know no one's going to read it, though, doesn't he?
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, we read it. Four of us.
We know.
I wonder if he's got like the stats and he's gone, fucking hell, 4 people have bought this book this week. Like, it's
actually, I noticed that it went down, it dropped in price. It'd been £3 like 50, you're saying, and it's just dropped to £2.50 today. So I don't know if we've influenced that, but I even got a thing saying, lowest price in 30 days.
Wow.
I want to pay tribute to the true unsung hero of this book.
Yeah.
A man who appears for the first time about 2/3 of the way through the book, despite having been with Rohan seemingly his whole career from a very young age. He's a man who's kind of helped Rohan make decisions throughout. A man Rohan respects is his trusted agent, and also he appears to be primarily a black cab driver. According to Rohan, anyway, this man is Eric Waters, because we mentioned how his dad could have been his agent, but he says he's an electrician, so he couldn't do it. So then Rohan, for some reason, seems to go with a taxi driver instead, as though that's any better than an electrician. I don't really understand it. At any point, he says, "I got my first agent when I was 16, and his name is Eric Waters. At the time, he had a very small business and drove a black cab. Some of the other players at Arsenal used to laugh at him because he wasn't big time. He's a taxi driver, that's why. He would turn up in his taxi, and when others took the mick, he would just say, "Oh, I don't need that flashy stuff." I love this guy. Seems so fun. And he's also, like Rohan says, he was an agent, a life coach, and a philosopher all rolled into one. And you kind of like this image that he's like, oh, you know, like a classic kind of black cab driver going around London or something like that, or like a bit of a geezery character. And then then Rohan's really upset because he leaves. Because he tells him like not to waste his money and stuff on things, and he doesn't want to hear that at the time. And then Rohan writes, "I really regret it. It was a bad mistake to get rid of him." However, I looked into it afterwards, and Rohan paints him in this light, just being a black cab driver. Apparently, this guy is like now an agent who works for CAA as a rep agent, and like represents Ashley Young and stuff. This guy, what? So either he's like hugely gone up afterwards, or Rohan is painting him in the most unflattering light in this book, and no wonder he left. I don't know why, Tash, I decided to go on Eric Walters' Instagram as opposed to Rohan Ricketts' Instagram, which would have made much more sense. But yeah.
Also, Ashley Young is still going strong at like 38, 39, whatever he is.
What a great client Ashley Young must have been. If he is Ashley, yeah. I mean, there's a few pictures of Ashley Young, so I'm assuming he's his agent. But yeah, he seems to represent a few decent players.
Maybe he just was taking him in his black cap.
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, it is also weird because Arsenal, like the Arsenal players laugh at him, but they also say, "Where's your dad, Eric?" So I'm imagining him in like a massive suit and he's like 16 driving a black cab.
Yeah. I mean, in the pictures I saw, he probably looked 50s, maybe. So I guess he would have been quite young around that time. I guess, well, Rohan Riggs must have been at Arsenal late 90s kind of times. That probably is about 25 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is a very weird thing. And I do sort of. I wonder how much of this book is just, because he does turn up very late in this book, as you say, but I wonder how much this book is literally just a desperate plea to get him back.
Yeah, I thought that as well. It really does feel like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he spends so much of the, when he turns up, just being like, he's the most genuine man I've ever met. There's a bit where he says like, let me speak to my agent, Eric Walters, who is the most genuine agent I've ever met, and I've met a ton, which is like very much like just him being like, actually, he's a really good guy, and like, there are some good agents out there, but he's a really good one. And then he said, like, once I left him, I've been with crooks, I've been with terrible people, people who wouldn't take my call, and it gets really, like, emotional, and you're sort of like, just, Eric, take him back. Take Rohan back, man.
This is the romance you wanted, Jack. This is the passion for football. This is the passion for football between those two. Yeah. Wow. Between a young up-and-coming footballer and a hardened black cab driver.
Hardened black cab driver.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's sort of the bit where he also says you could call him at 1 a.m. if you had a problem with your missus and someone had happened to you. He'd leave his house and come and help you. Again, all I can imagine is he's on his black cab and he's
I'd pick up a few fares on the way.
And by the way, this is like these are high fares now. Like
he would always be really good. He'd always come comfort you. He'd always be really good at negotiations. He always gave you a good rate if you need a taxi to the airport. But I think Eric Walters would have a great book, much like Rohan Ricketts should have had. And we've kind of reached the end of it now. I mean, we do have these weird tributes, like you mentioned, Tom Huddleston's exclamation marks. And then Mark Bright, his bit is the weirdest. It's like two pages. Doesn't really make any sense. And then at one point he says, this line, which was, "Even when a coach told me I would never make a professional as long as I had a hole somewhere in my body." What an awful line.
There's also a bit where he's like, "I had a good time. I was pretty lucky with injuries apart from the time I broke my arm twice in one season and my knee got washed out." Like, Mark, like, what's happening here?
And then it just ends. What? Like, I don't get, because all the others are like kind of like a little bit like, oh, this is why your career can be really good for you, Mark, right? It's just, I shouldn't have been a footballer. Then I got really badly injured. Goodbye.
Mark Bright's just like, could you spare us a knee? Yeah. I need a knee. I don't know who's reading this. If you got a knee, I'd like one. Please give me a knee.
And then once you get past these little tributes by footballers, it ends with, now over to you. So it's over to us to use the facts, to use whatever Mark Bright was telling us, to go get a taxi driver to help, to be our agent, and then conquer the Hungarian third division. That's what it is.
And never get paid.
And never get paid. But did this book change you, everyone? Tash?
I mean, I got up at 7 a.m, went for a jog, ordered some Huel. Yeah, smashing it is really invigorated me. It's the perfect book for January, really. We should save it until like 1st of January next year. I'm going to reread it.
That is a very good point. I remember you saying...
no, I'm not.
I remember you saying about Rashford's book, something along the lines of, like, on a hangover, it really makes you feel better about yourself. So, I think these books do serve a place in that way. And this book kind of feels like it's like it tries to do what Rashford did in several more pages, in about 6 pages. So, you know, it can be applauded for efficiency in some ways.
Yeah.
In some ways in this. Score out of 10?
7 and 8. 8.
What? Wow, I didn't see that coming. Oh my God.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. It made me laugh. I'm mostly laughing at it rather than with it, but I quite enjoyed it. And it was short, to the point.
It does get extra bonus points for short. Jack,
extras for short. So it's,
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. Jack, I feel like you're going to say something very different.
That argument is compelling, though, because I did enjoy reading it. It was very short, and it was very satisfying. It was so satisfying to just click through and just see that percentage just go up.
And it was just making me smile every time, because I was like, what is going to be next? Like, is there going to be a recipe in here? Is there going to be, like, what's coming? I don't know.
I'd
be so funny if there's a recipe.
And you're right, you wouldn't put it past it.
You wouldn't.
I've run into, I've gone into Nigel Riococca's house and I've asked for his favourite recipes. Rohan, what are you doing here?
Jack, you're going to give it a similarly high score?
Do you know what? That's quite it's quite a compelling argument. I think it's impossible to give it higher than a 5, but I think I will give it a 5.
Okay, that seems fair enough, I would say, with that. I'm going to give it a 6. I agree with you. It should be impossible to get more than 5 because there really isn't very much to it there. But it was fun. I like Rohan Ricketts. I liked him as a player when he was at Spurs. It was I was quite excited by him, and then he just seemed to disappear, which I didn't quite understand. And now you know why. I hope he's doing well. I hope Rohan's. I'm delighted to hear. I think I'm giving him extra points just because he runs a Celsa school in Colombia. I think that is a really important wider reading to this. That's great.
It's so on brand. It's something I could never have predicted, but I'm like, you live your life, Rohan.
Makes total sense. James Balgian, perfect 10?
Oh yeah, pretty much. I'm learning some, inadvertently learning some crazy salsa facts.
Stop reading those!
They're just salsa affair ends in £4.2 million divorce.
Ooh!
Godfather of salsa, Johnny Pacheco, passes away. So there's lots of there's a deep world of salsa. It's off my eyes to that. So
don't give him a 10. Don't give him a 10 for that.
I was about to say 10. 9.
Right, James, give it a 9. Johnny Pacheco got a book, James. I'll see.
I will find out later. An Australian resident has fallen to her death while attending a salsa party. Oh my god.
Salsa seems quite dangerous.
Flesh-eating
bugs and falls.
The only thing I've heard about that before is when someone was someone tangoed out the window and died. I knew about that, but salsa is a whole different thing.
When someone tangoed out the window and died.
Someone teaching a tango class tangoed out an open window.
What? No.
I read it on a list of weird deaths once.
Was it by Alan Hansen? Strangest dancing deaths.
The spookiest of all deaths.
I don't think we've ever had a book this wide-ranging scores. 8, 5, 6, 9. 28 by 4, 7. It might be the best in the series.
No, possibly.
I don't know what's happened here. It is the shortest book we've done, right? I was trying to think that through earlier.
Yeah,
it must be right. Yeah,
but I mean, some of the The Lineker ones were tiny, though, weren't they? Like, yeah, in size, not...
They're about 150 pages. No, 200 pages, I think, those ones. But yeah, you're right. They were, and like, font 50.
Even those Owen ones were... They had a lot of... They were short pages, but they had a lot of stuff in them. Like the skills one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That was another book.
We've done so much terrible stuff.
I'm sorry, Jack.
And now we'll have a break. Give this book a 7. Good Lord.
And it's only available now for £2.50, so go out and buy it, everyone.
True. Don't.
Quiz time. For the quiz this week, you're named after symptoms a player with water intoxication might experience. So thank you very much to Matthew Mayus, sports psychologist, for this one. So Jack, your loss of breath. Tash, your headaches and confusion. And James, your twitching and cramping. Remember your names, shout them out. You got to do them in full. Question number one. Who said this? Little man, you're going to make some money. It comes in tomorrow. Oh,
loss of breath.
Yes.
Jamie Redknapp.
Is that who you were going to say as well?
Headaches and confusion.
It's correct. Jamie Redknapp says that in the gym, I think, before his first ever paycheck.
It's so weird. It's, again, such a strange little thing man. To say to a child.
Question number two. Why was Rohan late to training in India?
Ooh. Oh, loss of breath.
Oh, God. Always Jack. Yeah, what is it?
Cows on the road.
Cows in the road. Of course it was. Question number three. Name any of the things, there's a few points available here. Name any of the things Rohan bought with his first big pay packet at Spurs.
Headaches and confusion.
Mm-hmm.
He saw someone have something diamond encrusted and went out and asked for the jeweler's number and went and got one.
It was Defoe, wasn't it?
It was Defoe. I will give you that, Tash. That was right. He got 2 diamond encrusted rings and 2 earrings from Defoe. But there's 2 other things
loss
still.
Of breath.
Yep.
A Mercedes?
Yes, a black C-Class Mercedes. Yep, that's
black
correct.
C-Class Mercedes.
And one other thing.
Confusion and headaches.
Yep.
It was a watch.
Yes.
Was it a Rolex? No, it was Cartier.
Very good. Very good. Very Cartier good, is correct.
Such a cliche 3 items.
And it only cost, and all those things, it only cost him half his pay packet. That's what I said. That was my big takeaway from that, which I couldn't really believe.
Back in the old days, you could get, you could get so much for your money, couldn't you?
The Mercedes must have been on finance, surely. he would have been getting, like, I don't know, 20 grand or something like that, right? He wouldn't be getting any more than that. Probably not even that. So no way.
You should ask Rohan. Yeah, I like, really.
He might respond to this. Question number, what are you on, 5? Who else did the media agency Rohan sign for work with? Another famous Canadian name.
Loss of breath.
Yes.
Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado is correct.
It was his favorite Canadian Portuguese. It's such a... Name a Canadian person.
Yeah. Celine Dion.
Yeah, Celine Dion. Possibly also correct. So much... And finally, who gets dozens of emails a week from young fans?
From what? From who?
From young fans. I get dozens of emails a week from young fans.
Oh, God, is it one of them at the end?
It might be.
It must be. Loss of breath. Raymond? Yep.
As in the little French little video game character.
No, the
Zesh Raymond. Zesh Raymond is correct. Zesh Raymond. Zesh Raymond, who writes something about his time playing football at the end. Yeah. Jack.
The first ever PlayStation player to play in the Premier League.
Yeah, and his hands weren't even attached to his body. There we go. You got, Jack, you got 5, I think, and Tash, you got 2. James, I'm guessing you were just still.
I really wanted
effects.
To. What was my name? I forgot it. I really wanted to say it as well.
Twitching and cramping.
Yeah. I was thinking about salsa.
I was going to say, which is Rohan Ricketts' best salsa move is twitching and cramping.
The Beatles B side. okay, Jack, you have won a Kenneth Zong.
Do you know what? Can I just say, can I win the ability to push the score up and down?
What does that mean?
As in, can I give? Oh! Can I make this? Can As I make like this have to, a lower score?
Oh, that is a power I never once thought about bestowing upon someone. Maybe
I'm just so fed up of. I'm so fed up of these high scores from these bad books.
Yeah. What would you knock it down to, and then we can vote?
I would say you can only knock it down or up 0.5.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
And you want to knock it up by 0.5?
Yeah, I just want to knock it down to 6.5. I think 6.5 is reasonable.
Okay. I worry what this might do to the show.
Give me some power here.
I am opening the floodgates. I'm going to have to say... I don't care. Yeah, fine. Whatever. 6.5, yeah. 6.5, the book now has. Great. Sorry, Rohan. Jack has spoken, I guess. Anyway, the Ken song this week was suggested by listener Chris Brazier, who wanted this My Chemical Romance track with a particular Everton footballer. Okay, I haven't tried practice this. Let me have a try. To the tune of I'm Not Okay by My Chemical Romance. All familiar with My Chemical Romance's back catalogue?
Very much so.
Okay, that's good. A lot of people in my year group had a big MCR period, so I feel like I should know this. But what was the other thing I said people in my year group really got into? Oh, look around you before we started recording. Weird school I went to. Okay.
Specifically Series 2 of Look Around You.
Series 2 of Look Around You and MCR. Okay. Well, if you want consistency, you'll know he's got to play. He'll never let you down or miss a pass. He always spots the play defenders can't ignore. His perfect ball's through their back four. Whenever it falls to his feet, there's no doubt that we're gonna score. Idrissa Gay. He'll wear you out. There we go.
Oh,
is that good?
Very good.
Didn't want to lean too into the emo voice, so I didn't want to. That's kind of how it goes.
I was gonna say you should save that for wider reading or whatever. The book club
bonus chapter. I'll do it in my emo voice.
Yeah. Do the whole thing in your emo voice.
Whole bonus chapter. So I can have my story time voice and my emo voice.
The two voices.
Yeah, sounds pretty cool. All right, I'll do that. That's all for this week's episode. But we're back in a fortnight. If you can't wait that long and you really want to hear my emo voice, join the Book Club on Patreon. Bookworm members of the club get a brand new exclusive bonus chapter episode every other week where we chat even more about the book. It's $3.50 to join. Please do, or just support us for a quid. Head to patreon.com/footballbookclub if you'd like to do that. In the meantime, do get in touch with us at Footy Book Club on X. Instagram at Football Book Club. Send us your thoughts, your author footballer puns, your Ken Zong requests. Thanks, guys, for reading Rohan's book. Thanks for reading all 58 pages. Any last words?
Flesh-eating bugs.
Good night. Thanks for listening to Football Book Club. It featured James Bug, Jack Bernhardt, Natasha Frisco, and James Bowgen. It was created and produced by James Bug. The theme music, Hills Behind, is the work of Silent Partner and is used in the Creative Commons 4.0 license. Thanks to Rohan Ricketts for writing the book. We'll be back in a fortnight with yet another footballer's autobiography. See you then.
Do you need more sketch comedy in your life?
This is a flesh-eating bacteria I stole from work.
Well, you stole that from the lab, did you, mate?
Yeah.
Then you need Crowley Time with me, Tom Crowley. With me, Tom Crowley.
When did you lose your virginity?
2nd of October 1993 on a pool table.
Each episode features brand new sketches, characters and songs.
No time to die and no love to lose. That's the life I choose.
As well as returning regular features.
These are the diaries of Link Tangent, space cartographer.
I'm Sir Chantley Buffingham.
Hello, my name is Wingnut.
All written, performed and produced by me, Tom Crowley.
He may look frightening, but he's innocent. He knows not what he does.
Over 8 hours of original sketch comedy. Available now on all good podcast apps and at CrowleyTime.com.
Have you ever had constipation?
No, it can be a bit like that.
That's Crowley Time with me, Tom Crowley. Subscribe today.
Crowley Time!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.